Yeah. You're checking out the Slam Magazine Respect the Game podcast. You heard it first from your boy, Jay.
Hi, what's good, world? It's your boy, Pete Walsh, a.k.a. Lamborghini Petey. Episode 50. What did we just do, 55 with Jared? This is episode 56 of the Respect the Game podcast. Usually we do a jersey number and a player with each one, but we're getting so high we can't even do them anymore. I got my boy Leo Sepkowitz again with me. Leo, how are you, sir?
Good.
So today we are joined by national champion North Carolina's Justin Jackson. Justin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
So I got to ask you something. So you won a national championship, declared for the draft. It's looking like you're probably going to be a lottery pick. And you got engaged, correct?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so choose very carefully here. But what was the biggest moment for you during that stretch?
Probably my fiance saying yes.
Good answer. You're a smart man.
Yeah, so if she hears that, hopefully it can earn me some brownie points.
So, you know, being that from you played at North Carolina, I think, you know, you probably could get this question asked all the time, but I'd be remiss if I did not ask, when and how did you beat Michael Jordan?
I actually met him in high school. Okay. At the Jordan Brand Classic. It was brief, and it was kind of to, you know, he was talking to all of us, but you know, I got to meet him, I guess, unfortunately, after we lost to Villanova in the championship my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't the best of meetings, but then he actually came to a game this past year, I guess because our football team is now being sponsored by Jordan, so he had to come back and do stuff like that, and, you know, got to shake his hand and say hello briefly, but, you know, he tries to kind of keep his distance because he's the owner of Charlotte, and so, you know, gotten to meet him a few times, and it's just kind of, you know, when he walks in the room, there's a different type of power that he walks in as opposed to if somebody else walked in.
Yeah, and I think, if I remember correctly, when he did that, you know, when he showed up at a game, it was for the football thing, that was the ceiling is the roof thing,
yeah, right? That was – he made a lot of money off of – I feel like it was a mistake, but he made a lot of money off that one.
So
yep.
What – like, did you guys joke about that at all after? I don't know how much at liberty you could say here. But.
Well, we were – because we were in the locker room, so we didn't actually hear what he was saying. And then after the game, we saw it all over social media, and my family texted me – basically saying some stuff, and I, you know, at first I was like, okay, hold on, like, that doesn't really make sense. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think Coach came out with a quote that said, it's Michael Jordan, he can say whatever he wants. Nobody's going to tell him that was wrong. So, you know, it ended up becoming kind of a pretty good slogan, and they still kind of carried that on throughout the whole tournament and everything like that. And, you know, it turned out to be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, everything he touches just turns to gold, man.
I guess, man. It's, you know, when you're the GOAT, you're the GOAT. So whatever you say goes, I guess, is what happens.
Pete's got his GOAT hat on right now. Want to obviously talk about that tourney run. You guys, I guess the first game I want to talk about is Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I was watching my brother who had you guys going all the way. He was real nervous. You were down, I think, like 5 with a few minutes to go, mm-hmm. and it was looking pretty good for Arkansas. I don't know what was going on. Obviously, you guys had tough losses a couple years before. You know, what was it like just in the huddle and on the floor?
Yeah, you know, we came out and we were handling them pretty good. You know, I think we got up by like, I think it was like 17 at one point. And then we came out in the second half and just came out and were playing slow, couldn't hit a shot, weren't doing what we were supposed to be doing. And they came out with a ton of energy and ended up coming back. And, you know, whenever we got down by 5 with, I think it was like 3:30 left mm-hmm. in the game, you know, we came to the sideline and Coach, he says, it's not supposed to be easy. And we've been through times like this before, and so, you know, we have to believe that we can do it. And so, you know, we went out there, we made one play and tried to get another stop and then tried to make another play. And, you know, I think that was just kind of a testament to, you know, kind of our whole run is, you know, no matter what the circumstances are, we're going to stay together and we're going to continue to do what we need to do. And, you know, I think that was, you know, thankfully we got by that game. And, you know, the rest is history.
Obviously, a lot of players just spend 1 year now and go to the pros, one and done. You've been there. This is your third year. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that experience helped you there, and you could sort of feel that a little bit veteran leadership, veteran feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, at the end of the day, if you have the talent to go after 1 year, then go and make a lot of money. You know, kudos to whoever decides to do that. Mm-hmm. But for me, I needed a few extra years to try to mature mentally and physically. And, you know, going into this past year, our new coach had a whole lot more, you know, he put a whole lot more responsibility on my shoulders, and he gave me a lot more freedom this year. And I was looking forward to that, and kind of as the season went on, and, you know, he always jokes, he says, you know, I gave you freedom, but as the ball goes in more and more, that freedom becomes even more. And so, you know, as the season went on, I started having a pretty good season. You know, he put more and more on me, and, you know, I took that extremely serious. And as the season went on, and, you know, being there before and having the 2 years before, I think that definitely helped a lot.
Hmm. Was that Arkansas game almost, since you came out of it anyway, like a nice test for you guys early on to sort of wake you up, and you find yourself in some close games later on and you keep pulling them out? Like, you know, was it a good launching for you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it definitely was. You know, honestly, we felt like we didn't really play well, you know, the whole tournament. I mean, there were things in pretty much every game that wasn't necessarily what we have done all season. But that was kind of the first game where we had struggled and barely got by, and we just had to keep fighting. And so I think that was kind of the start of, you know, what we felt like we needed to do to be able to come out on top.
Yeah, and then, you know, going back to last year against Nova and, you know, coming back this year and winning it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you played in the Final Four as a freshman too, no?
No, we played what did we get to? I think we got to the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16?
So yeah, my
Sweet
freshman
16
year.
Final Four. No, Sweet 16 championship.
That's it.
Damn, I don't know too many other players who have that kind of pedigree from college, along with ACC Player of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, nowadays, if somebody goes to national championship or has that type of team success, more than likely they're going to try to leave early. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I was a little more self-aware, and I realized that I needed to get a little bit more done as far as my body, my mindset, everything like that. So, you know, I'm happy for the 3 years that I was there, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, a place like Carolina is, it's got to be an amazing place to go to school, right?
It is. I mean, it's, yeah, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. If you're a partier, they've got plenty of that. You know, if you're looking for, you know, great academics and trying to, you know, succeed in that area, they've got great academics. You know, and then all other, it's crazy how many good sports and how many championships we have in other sports on that campus. And so, you know, it's got a little bit of everything for everybody.
You just listed 100 reasons that anyone would want to go to UNC. they're certainly not short on that. But how come you didn't want to go there? How come that was a spot for you?
You know, family has been big for me my whole entire life, and so I grew up a fan of North Carolina. I built a relationship with the coaching staff probably more than any other coaching staff that I was being recruited by, and anytime I visited there, it just felt like more at home than any other place. And so, you know, I was excited to say that I was going there. You know, I still had bumps in the road, went up and down for sure, but, you know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't trade anything, and I wouldn't, you know, change anything as far as my decision to go there.
And then you were homeschooled?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So I was.
Did that, like, change the recruiting process at all for you? And, you know, did you experience, like, a big, I don't know if culture shock is the right term, but going from being homeschooled to being in, like, a lecture hall with 300 kids, like, what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my homeschool experience was a little different than what you would, you know, think as far as, you know, they just stay at home, do their work, whatever. I had a lot more social aspects to my homeschooling. Than most people probably would, but, you know, it was definitely different going to a classroom and it's got 200 kids, instead of, you know, for me having 20 or 30 in a classroom that I might have had. So that was definitely weird for me. It wasn't necessarily, like, overwhelming, But I had to get used to, you know, just being around that many people, walking around on campus, and there's 20,000 people on campus. So that was a little bit different, but it was an easy adjustment, and thankfully my teammates and everybody around me helped a lot.
And then your younger brother, you have a younger brother, Jonathan, right? Mm-hmm. He's being recruited by Carolina, I read. Is that right?
Yeah, he apparently they started recruiting him a little bit. I think they're going to watch him as he continues to grow and mature, and hopefully he can continue to you know, get better each and every day and not get caught up in that. But I'm excited for him.
So what's the sibling rivalry like? Is there like heated one-on-one games or what?
You know, there's not much. There was enough age gap that it was, you know, we never really played one-on-one. You know, for me it was, you know, I love the little guy, and you know, he's got a little bit more of a temper than I do, and so I knew if we played one-on-one and I beat him, you know, he might blow up. So, you know, for him, I just tried to keep that away. I tried to help him as much as possible.
Yeah.
But we didn't have too many one-on-one games because it usually ended kind of, you know, him being upset or something going on.
One of your teammates, Nate Britt, his brother, Chris Jenkins on Villanova, obviously. Maybe a different type of sibling rivalry since obviously you guys were going at it a couple years ago. I guess I'll start with, what was it like this year when you won and, you know, cameras caught Chris Jenkins like celebrating for UNC this year, which was very strange to see. Yeah. But I don't know, was Chris Jenkins around like UNC a little bit celebrating? What was that like?
Well, I mean, he, you know, even before he had hit the shot to beat us, he was, you know, on campus. He played pickup with us a little bit, hung out with us a little bit. So, you know, at the end of the day, he was a friend of ours. You know, it hurt to see him hit that, but he was still a friend of ours. And so there was no true hard feelings towards him. And so then to see him celebrate, I mean, that's his brother out there. And so, you know, at the end of the day, he was cheering for his brother. He was cheering for his teams and hopefully cheering for the friends that he had on our team. And so, you know, he's a great guy. You know, wish he, you know, maybe shot the ball a little shorter at one time, but he's a great guy, and, you know, at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Did you know that shot was good when it went up?
I had a terrible feeling because he stepped right into it.
Yeah.
And I just turned and looked, and it felt like the confetti came instantly, which, you know, that was also kind of a bummer for us. You know, for when we lost in that game, the ball went through the rim, and the confetti was already coming down. When we won this year, we had to wait for a little bit for the confetti to fall. So we joke around a little bit about that, but yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate and it hurt, but I think at the end of the day, it helped a lot of the guys' careers for sure.
Did you want the rematch at all this year? Were you thinking about it?
I mean, it pops into your head, but then there's also a part of you that, you know, you kind of want somebody to take them out before. But you know, that's a great team. They're coached by a great coach. They had some great players on that team, including an All-American and Josh Hart, and, you know, hats off to them for winning it, you know, against us and then making a great run this past year. So, you know, there's really no hard feelings towards them.
What do you think you miss most about the college game and the lifestyle of college athlete?
You know, you're put on a podium, on a pedestal for sure. They don't look at you as a regular student on campus. And, you know, there's pros and cons that come with that, but I think kind of having that type of outlook, you know, you have a different type of confidence now going into the NBA. Lord willing, you know, I go wherever I might go, I'm gonna be a rookie again, and so I'm gonna be on the lowest end of the totem pole that you can be. And so, you know, having to work your way back up, and hopefully working your way back up to kind of being one of those top guys, you know, you got to kind of take a different mindset into that. So that's probably gonna be the transition for sure.
How much have you been looking at mock drafts and projections, draft order, everything like that?
You know what? I don't look at it at all. I let the guys that are in charge of me, that are helping me out, I'll let them look at that and try to put me in the best position that I can be in. But yeah, I've never been a big guy that looks at that. Mm-hmm. You know, up until this year, I don't think I was on many anyways. So, you know, I'll just let them handle that, and I'll just try to get better each and every day.
So I was watching an interview you did, and you said you wear number 44 because of George Gervin. Is that right?
That is true.
Former guest on this podcast. but, you know, why George Gervin? You know, obviously there's a huge age gap first and foremost, but you know, normally the player would look at someone like, say, like a Kevin Durant as someone they try to model their game after. How did you get even introduced to Gervin's game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a little different than everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously KD is one of the best.
Oh no, I wasn't
now.
Even saying. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, no,
come,
no,
come to you, but
no, no. Now yeah. You know, I would say body type wise, there for a while, that's exactly who I tried to, you know, say that who I was looking at. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different things that he has. I mean, he's 7 feet tall, all this type of stuff. You know, somebody described me and compared me to George Gervin, and I looked at his highlights and I kind of fell in love with his game. Yeah. You know, his body type was a lot like mine, and the way he could score the ball, I was impressed. And so, you know, I watched more and more of his clips and, you know, tried to continue to learn from him. But that's the reason I started wearing 44. And, you know, I like it because not many people really know him like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's something that I like a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he could fall out of bed and drop 30. Like,
yeah,
he was that nice.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you get privy to him when you were in high school as like a middle schooler? Like, when did
it was an high school, I guess. Somebody just randomly, it was on my Twitter, somebody randomly said and compared me to him. And, you know, looking back on that, I think that was a little, you know, I don't know if I should have necessarily been compared to a great like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I that's kind of somebody that helped me, I guess, kind of grow as far as watching his highlights and stuff like that. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. And then as a kid, you also wanted to work at Subway or Walmart, right?
Y'all do y'all's research for sure. Yeah, it was weird. It was, you know, I say that was a weird phase in my life. You know, sometimes you have to go through those type of phases. But, you know, Walmart, it was something about the way they checked you out. It wasn't, you know, then I wasn't thinking about the money that they made or, you know, having to be at Walmart. But, you know, the way that they checked people out. And then Subway, it was something about making the sandwich. You know, I don't like people that make sloppy sandwiches. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to be one of the best to ever make sandwiches. And then the way that they rolled it up in the paper and stuff like that, for some reason, it caught my attention. And, you know, I'm glad I left that stage. I'm
The Subway sponsorship might be on
you
deck.
You know what?
Man.
It might be, but Lord willing, I won't have to work for them. But yeah, you know, it was a, I don't know. It's funny that you say that, because that was a funny time in my life. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, you set your sights a little higher.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so.
So what? You know, obviously, it's probably just been a blur since you decided to declare, but, you know, I guess, have you had, like, a chance to just kind of soak it all in and you know, realize, like, where you're at in your life and, you know, just how special this moment is? Well, not this moment sitting in this room doing this interview with us.
No, it's special to be here for sure. You know, for me, it's funny because the combine this past week, it was cool for me. You know, whenever we went to the media, I don't look at myself as this guy that, you know, might be in the lottery or this guy that might be picked high. I look at a guy, you know, somebody that's trying to work his way onto a team. And so each and every day I try to take that mindset. And this year, you know, going to the combine and going there, you know, there were a lot of questions about, you know, high-touted guys just not going. So why are you here? And so that was kind of the first time that, you know, I had to take a step back and kind of, you know, congratulate myself a little bit for making it to this point. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is a cool feeling to be in this position. I mean, it's unbelievable. You say it's not necessarily a blessing to be here, but it is because of kind of the journey that I'm about to be on. And, you know, that's kind of the mindset that I'm trying to have each and every day. I'm trying not to really pay attention to, you know, where I might go in the draft or whatever that might be. I'm trying to go into these workouts and play as hard as I can, mm-hmm. put myself in the best situation I possibly can, and try to continue that throughout the rest of my life.
Cool. And then you came out, you're the 2014 high school
class?
Yeah,
2014.
So that was like with Miles Turner, D-Book.
All of them that are in the league
right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at like where those guys are, it's like, man, that was a hell of a class. Yeah. So did you like kind of have that feeling when you were, you know, either at the McDonald's game or JBC or anything like that? Did you, like, realize these guys are special?
You know, it was there were some guys that I knew they were going to – I mean, obviously, like, Jaleel and, you know, all those type of guys that were, like, one, two, three. You kind of knew that they were going to go 1 year and then make an impact at the next level. A guy like Devin Booker, I always said that he was kind of underrated anyways, and I respected his game a whole lot, you know, even in high school. And, you know, it turned out that there was a reason for that. You know, and for me, you know, it was an honor to be in that class for sure. You know, I think I was like number 8 or 9 in that class. And, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, did you ever get like jealous with a lot of these guys going to the NBA? And, you know, hats off to them. You know, they decided to go and they made a great decision for them. And for me, I knew I needed a little extra work. And, you know, a couple people have told me, but it's not necessarily how fast you get to the NBA, but how ready you are once you get there. And so for me, if I would have left the first year, I wasn't ready. If I would have left the second year, now looking back, I don't know if I would have been ready as well. Yeah. But now I have confidence in myself as a person and as a player that, you know, wherever I go, that I can work myself as hard as I possibly can to try to put myself in the best situation. So it's a different confidence that definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at a guy like Malcolm Brogdon, who you played against in college, you know, he damn well might win Rookie of the Year. And like,
he exactly. was. Exactly. Stayed all 4 years.
Yeah.
He had a tremendous career, that's for sure. We had to play against him a lot, and he was one of the hardest guys that we had to deal with. So, you know, it's a testament. You look at guys like Bryce, you look at guys like Malcolm, you look at guys like Denzel. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there is a lot of young talent out there, and there's going to be a lot that are drafted in this draft. And, you know, all I can say is congratulations to them, because they earn it. They earned it. They deserve it. But I think there is something to, you know, guys that maybe stay around that win a lot, or guys that have kind of, you know, worked their way up. You know, I think there is kind of a testament to how hard they work, and, you know, some of them are starting to get their chance now, and I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. So before we let you go, we got to get one good, like, Duke Carolina story, either like fan taunt you after the game, or like, you know, what it was like playing at Cameron. Almost said Cameron, like the rapper. But, you know, just like your favorite memory of the Duke Carolina rivalry.
You know what? I guess it would have been my sophomore year. We had to win at Duke to win the conference. And that was a tough game. It came down to the end, and it came down to basically 2 free throws. And, you know, it's different not, you know, we weren't able to cut down the nets there. But there was just something about winning it over there and winning the ACC at Cameron Indoor. You know, it's just, you know, bragging rights, whatever it might be. But that was a different feeling for sure. So that was probably the best feeling that I've had since we played against Duke.
Did you play against Hampton at all?
I didn't. I think overall the record is – I think Hampton's gotten us one time out of, we'll just say 20.
It's a big one.
So yeah, I've heard. I know a few guys that, you know, they hold on to that one win a lot. You know, even though the average margin of victory might be 40 plus, but
all you need is one, man.
Yeah, I guess so. All you need is one to hold on to. I guess even if you didn't play in it, but you know, it's all right. We'll let them live and. Enjoy that time.
All right, Justin, we thank you so much, man. Best of luck with everything. We hope to catch up with you down the line.
I appreciate you for having me.
No doubt.